That's already been mentioned, but I'm thinking who's closest, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, you know, starting with those schools as well. But it's the Big Ten has great tradition. They get great. They lead the nation in attendance, and I'm very familiar with the venues that we're going to go to and the level of competition. So this is we're going to have to have our A game in the Big Ten.
As a coach, how did you go about your daily business? Did you pay attention to this story much, or did you just try to say, you know what, we're going to focus on ourselves, and when this day comes, then we'll start worrying about the Big Ten?
Well, Lane, if you look at my schedule, I've been basically locked up for 3 weeks in China, and there's 1.3 billion people in China that weren't talking about Nebraska and the Big Ten. When we got off the plane in Chicago, John Baylor, 5 minutes we're off the plane, he says, have you heard the news? I don't know what. He goes, we're going to the Big Ten, and, you know, of course, the Pac-10 rumors. And I said, how do you know? And he says, well, I've got this confirmation, that confirmation. So that's when I first really started thinking about it, as we got off that plane from China.
Talk a little bit about how you go forward now from a recruiting standpoint. Does it change much for you?
Absolutely. We're gonna go back and contact some kids that went to Big Ten schools that we felt we had a great shot to recruit, that are still underage. Of course, it's all obviously legal, but I think it opens all kinds of doors for us, for the states and the Big Ten, for us to recruit those kids. And I think we've lost some kids. We've got them to visit, we've got them to show interest, but the distance has been a factor, and the fact that we don't play that direction. Now, this opens up, I think, a whole 6, 7, 8 state area for us to recruit, because we're going to be coming through there, and it's going to be easy for those families to see those kids play.
Your program has such an intimate relationship with the fans. I mean, I think it's one of the great stories about Nebraska volleyball. So how excited are you for the fans to be able to experience this league now?
Well, first of all, Lane, if you just feel the buzz in this room, I mean, it's unbelievable. I asked Bo, were there this many cameras when you got hired? And he goes, no. I mean, this is unbelievable. But I think for all the sports, the stories, the interests, the newness, it's going to be unbelievable. And I think it's going to be exciting as a coach. I mean, the challenge of going and playing these teams, and also for those teams to come to Nebraska. I mean, they've also heard about Nebraska. They know our tradition and our crowd fan support here. So I just think this just takes college volleyball and raises it another level.
Does it does the style differ much from the Big Ten to the Big Ten from the Big 12?
You know, I think it's probably very similar. I mean, you've got some teams that, like Penn State, that are really physical because they can recruit those athletes. But then you got some teams like Michigan, outskilled us and outfinessed us last year. We had bigger, stronger athletes. They just played better volleyball. And I mean, they beat us 3-0. So each program, I think, has their own unique style, and just like in the Big 12. So I think it's more an individual thing. But those teams know how to compete night in and night out.
One of the things that's helped your program so much is the exposure on television. Obviously, now with the Big Ten Network, that, you know, is probably an exciting thing for you from a national standpoint.
I think it's huge, and that's one of the things from a coaching perspective is, again, we can sell to recruits. I think the Big Ten and Jim Delaney, I mean, I was harassing him when I was a coach at Wisconsin about TV, and, you know, he was in our meetings. I mean, the guy's cutting edge in college sports, and this Big Ten Network is a great idea, and I think it changes the game for a volleyball program.
How excited are you to go back to Wisconsin?
Well, the last time we went there, it wasn't a very happy experience, so I'm excited to redeem that, but I love the Mad City, and I've already got people from Wisconsin, you know, texting me back in the Big Ten, but I'm really excited that opportunity. We played at Minnesota this spring. They have a beautiful facility now. And of course, Penn State that'll be a big week when we get the opportunity to go there.
Well, congratulations! Big day for the university. Big day for Nebraska volleyball.
Yeah, big day. I was thinking this has got to be a sports writer and sports broadcaster's heyday, something like this. I mean, you guys have been waiting all week, and now, boom!
Now, you know, as a sports guy, we're just sad that it's over now.
No, but yeah, it'll be a letdown.
Hey, we appreciate it. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.